Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, a board game man, and this is your news for the week of August 8th, 2022. Or as we like to call it, the After the Gen Con show. So I wanted to talk about all the cool things that I kind of saw from afar, because of course I was, due to work responsibilities, I was not able to get to Gen Con this year, but it does look like it was a really fun show. And there was a lot of cool things happening. Not quite as many quote-unquote announcements as we've seen in some of the past shows, but there was a lot of good kind of hotness of games. A few new games that came there. Not a whole lot of surprises as far as what the hotness was or games that were kind of showing off for the first time. But I do have some news because, as always, Fantasy Flight had their in-flight report, so I'll talk about some of those things. And then I'll give you a little bit of heads up about some of the other games that I saw that were kind of the hotness from talking to some people and seeing what games kind of sold out really fast and what games people were kind of running to the booths for. Of course, if you listen to my top five to try and buy, some of these games will show up on there because they were pretty much on a hotness of a lot of people's radars and a lot of things that people wanted to check out as well. But without further ado, let me talk about the in-flight reports. Oh, also, I did kind of get a little secondhand knowledge from a press person from Gen Con itself, and they said they were about 75% capacity from pre-COVID numbers. So that's actually good to see that the numbers are rising back up to close to what they were pre-COVID. People are still kind of not quite going, and it is good that they're still kind of keeping the numbers down as we kind of transition to the, I guess, I won't necessarily call it a post-COVID world, but, dealing with COVID world and healing a bit, but so 75% of pre-COVID attendance is pretty good to see as well. But let's talk about these in-flight reports from Fantasy Flight. They did a little bit different this year, where every day they kind of did a little bit of an announcement on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They did like kind of a 20 to 30 minute announcement thing with their head and then their PR guy. So it wasn't necessarily quite as the same. They usually had a whole slew of announcements of things coming out, and they kind of brought them out piecemeal. So there's still come some announcements, but not quite as much as they've had in the past. I don't know if they're kind of bringing some new things or trying to figure out some new board games they want. So one of the first things they talked about was Wolverine being a new hero in Marvel Champions, which is great because everybody's been kind of waiting for Wolverine as they kind of get more and more mutants into the fold of Marvel Champions. They'll also have Mojo and a new scenario pack that will be Mojo Mania. And also with Marvel news, they had a new board game they announced, but with very, very little information. This will be called Marvel Dagger. And kind of like Shield and Sword and everything else, Dagger has the little, little periods. It's an acronym, Defense Alliance for Global and Galactic Emergency Response. They'll have that one. Probably more information coming out. They didn't really put too much about a release information. And I don't even think it has a BGG page. But it is quote unquote a board game in the Marvel Universe. So hopefully that one's a real solid one. They also talked about the next box in the Descent Legends of the Dark, which just celebrated its 1 year anniversary. They're still doing a lot of sales. So you might be able to go to Fantasy Flight webpage or other places to get Descent Legends of the Dark, which I have and I absolutely love. Uses an app, really great way to play Descent, kind of really what I really wanted it to be, where you don't have a person controlling it. The app kind of controls as the DM and the players play. It's just really fun, really great amount of things in there. But they have the Act 2 box will be coming soon. It kind of continues the story along from the end of the Act 1, where it was a little bit of a cliffhanger, but it should be really cool. There should be more information, and I'm sure it'll be another big box for that as well. They did announce another thing for the Arkham Horror Living card game called The Scarlet Keys, which kind of brings a lot more, kind of more of a campaign. I mean, obviously, the whole thing is a living card game, so it is already campaign-y. There's also tons of new campaigns coming forward. They're really leaning into the Arkham Horror Living card game because it's tremendously popular living card game and people really love it. But the Scarlet Keys is going to be their next big kind of release with some heist elements too and things like that. So look out for that one coming soon. Also another big one, Cosmic Encounter, Cosmic Odyssey, which is a huge expansion for Cosmic Encounter, but you will need the base game to play. This has got a campaign mode, 30 new aliens, 12 kind of quote unquote alternative timeline aliens, revisiting kind of previous aliens. Sometimes some aliens get a little bit too overpowered and I guess they kind of put the new aliens in there to fix those as well. There's new space stations, technology and hazards, and adds new features such as Lux and Moons. Cosmic Encounter, if you haven't played it, it's a great kind of, it's semi-social. I guess it is a social kind of game where the game kind of tells you where you're supposed to attack. So it's basically you have everybody that's sitting at the table. You have to get a certain amount of your kind of ships or stations built on other people's planets. And by doing this, it's either with diplomacy or with battle. And it tells you who to attack. And if you attack them successfully, you'll get rid of some of their ships and put a ship of yours on there. And you're trying to spread out to enough to get a victory condition of enough of a spread out there. But each time as you're attacking, you can ask for help from people. And also people can ask for help in defense from there. And it's also kind of, you can make deals. Hey, I'll help, if you help me out, I'll let you put one of your ships on my worlds for free, stuff like that. So very open and open kind of open connection way to play the game, which is great. And all the aliens add insane amount of powers and really cool powers that make everything feel unique. Absolutely great game. There's also a two-player version of it. It's really, really good. But this new expansion campaign mode really seems very cool to add to that. Also, Restoration Games, they were showing off some of their boxes a few years ago. They kind of talked about all the Marvel ones that were coming, but now they're starting to actually get them released. I think they were supposed to originally release last year, the year before, but now they're starting to get some release going, you know, with some of the supply chain things coming through. But they showed Unmatched Teen Spirit Box. This is the one with Squirrel Girl, Cloak and Dagger, and Miss Marvel. And that's going to, man, that one looks, the set looks really good. And they're going to have the power of some of Marvel's younger heroes. And also they did kind of talk about the release date for the Unmatched Digital Edition, which will be out from Akram Digital. That'll be, I believe, September 15th release, which will be on Steam and across all the platforms, I believe. But Steam release is going to be huge. Be able to play this against other people and hopefully maybe play it against some AI too, which is really what I would love to do is as well. Play it out with some of my friends and also play it at AI. Hey, let's talk about some of the hotness of the games that we saw at Gen Con. Of course, I mentioned Cosmic Encounter, but you know you can't mention Fantasy Flight without talking about Twilight Imperium. But Twilight Inscription, which was one of my games I really was looking forward to, that's the TI, Twilight Imperium 4, Roll and Write, which is kind of a heavy, heavy Roll and Write. This one was at, I think the Miniature Market booth was selling. I know we had about 50 copies a day. My good friend, Jerry, that was picking up some things for me, wasn't able to get over there to get it for me. But this is one I was really, really looking forward to. And by all accounts from people that have demoed it, it really lives up to what you're hoping it would be as a kind of, I don't want to say a replacement for TI4, but kind of a smaller version of that, but in a roll and write way. Very cool. Twilight Inscription. Also over at Portal, Brazil, which is a kind of a 4X game. Very cool game. Ignacio had been kind of came over here before Gen Con, and he's kind of traveled the country a bit and was showing off Brazil to a lot of people, or you know, as he was going to other FLGS around and then getting to Gen Con. That sold out basically, I think, believe before the end of the first day. And of course, Gutenberg, which I have and absolutely love Gutenberg, kind of a lighter weight Euro game, kind of about the printing press and printing things, is absolutely great. I'll try to put a link to, I did kind of a pictorial overview on Twitter. I'll try to put a link to that in the show notes as well. But Gutenberg, an absolutely great game and did, I also believe it sold out before the end of the last day. Capstone Games, Ark Nova, which probably would be like kind of one of the hotnesses, but it's been out for a while, but they were demoing it and showing it off and selling some. Ark Nova, one of my favorite games of the year. The thing that Capstone had was a map pack. Now they only had two maps, to it. It was the Zoo Map Pack 1. It only had two maps. It was only $10. I did have a buddy of mine was able to get me one of these. It's got the Geographical Zoo and Rescue Station Zoo, where the Geographical Zoo looks like kind of a, you've got all the different continents that you're kind of partnering with in the game, have different sections in your zoo. So you're going to different continents, but as you kind of build kind of the paddocks or build the different places in your zoo and put animals in there, I believe you kind of will get a lot of rewards for putting animals that match that continent there. And the rescue station, it's just kind of another way to get some more symbols into your zoo by fulfilling kind of, there's a way that you can kind of fish four cards under the top of the deck. Now, I'm sure they'll have more of these map packs that will be coming out because you can't really add too many more cards. The game already kind of like Twilight Imperium, I mean, not Twilight Imperium, like Terraforming Mars has a million cards to it. And it takes forever to shuffle all the cards when you're playing Ark Nova. So probably won't have a whole lot of cards or other real expansions, but the real main way to expand this game is going to be the different map packs and different ways to do it because there's already kind of eight different advanced maps. You've got your basic maps on there. Really great. I can't recommend Ark Nova enough. Also, another pair of of games from Nathan Thornton, who did Medium. Green Team Wins from 25th Century Games. Great party game. I saw that being played on Twitter everywhere. And then he also had another game with AEG, kind of a tile-laying, very light family game, This Old Wallpaper, which everybody was saying was a great, great game. But check those two out. Green Team Wins, This Old Wallpaper as well. Terracotta Army, which is kind of a heavier weight Euro, that sold out pretty quick. That's from Board and Dice. If you like kind of heavier Euros and you like kind of the different games that Board and Dice puts out, this is one you got to check out. I can't wait to get my hands on that one. Also, Planet Unknown. This is a kind of a tile placement polyomino game. This is, it kind of triggers other things as you're playing the polyominoes onto your kind of exploring your other world. As you're kind of doing it, you're triggering other effects, whether it be kind of meteors or you're kind of putting out kind of rovers and things like that. This is from Ryan Lambert and Adam Rayberg from Adam's Apple Games. And it plays in about an hour and a half, 1 to 6 players. This was another one that I saw a lot of people talking about. Kites, which is a game I was able to get hold of. I can't wait to play this one when it gets back to me. Kites is from Floodgate Games. Really cool family weight game in which you're trying to keep kites in the air. And you're doing this, there's as you're kind of playing different kites, you're flipping over these sand timers and you're trying to get these sand timers to not run out. So very clever card play from your hand and kind of trying to use that, everybody's playing cards and trying to, you can't really communicate too much as you're doing it, kind of like the game and some other things like the crew and the game, the mine and things like that, where you're trying to communicate, but not totally communicate, but still keep the kites in the air. Very cool. That was a cheaper one, $20. Check that out for Floodgate Games. Of course, I always mentioned on a top five, Starship Captains from CGE, which is kind of a very kind of cheeky, almost like it has that Star Trek Below Decks feels, where it's kind of a little bit of cheeky, where you're trying to save your ship from going down and trying to fulfill different scenarios and things like that. So real cool. Check that one out, Starship Captains. Also, Robotech Reconstruction. This was one that was a little under the radar beforehand. I had known about it, and I kind of mentioned it. I think I mentioned it on the Geek All-Stars. I don't know if I mentioned it on my last top five, but this is from Dr. Witz. That's the design duo and Strange Machine Games. This is a pretty cool kind of board game version of Robotech. If you're a Robotech fan, this would be one to really check out because people really seem to be enjoying this one. I'm trying to get a hand on an early copy of this to check it out as well, but it looks really good. The gameplay seems solid, kind of player powers, asynchronous gameplay. Looks really great. So check that out, Robotech Reconstruction. Also, Nightfall by Red Raven Games. That's another asymmetrical game for 1 to 6 players. So you have a couple different teams. One team's controlling the knights who are going to protect the elders. And then the other team's controlling the demons who are trying to take out the knights before the next day. Very cool, kind of that asynchronous play where it's really kind of a one-on-one game, but you have teams that play. I absolutely love Ryan Lockett and Red Raven Games. He does amazing amount of, puts out great games. This one also co-designed by T. Alex Davis. This can be played solo as well, which is right up my alley. 1 to 6 players, plays in about an hour, kind of a lighter weight game. Looks a little heavier than it probably is, but it's not, not meant to be a very, very heavier game. So that's a lot of the main hotness that I did see from Gen Con this week. Before I go on to digital and crowdfunding, I wanted to congratulate Scott Morris for joining Lucky Duck Games as their new chief of sales and marketing officer. Scott's a buddy of mine for a long, long time. And you'd be hard pressed in the industry to find a nicer guy. He's great. He's got a great mind for all things kind of development and the business side of it, as also being a solid designer and developer as well. He worked previously for GTS Distribution. He was a director of business development for gaming. He was also high ranking. I believe he was president of Passport Game Studios, and also I believe vice president of business for Arkane. So he's done a whole lot of a lot of great things in the industry. Just a solid mind for games. He's a great follow. Talks or Crits Happen on Twitter. Check him out. Good luck to Scott and Lucky Duck. Lucky Duck has been really doing some good stuff, putting out some great games. They're an up and coming publisher who's had some great partnerships and with other publishers and distributors. I think Scott's going to really help them to grow throughout the U.S., North America, and globally as well. So congrats, Scott, on the new position, and congrats to Lucky Duck Games. So heading on over to digital releases, I'll mention it again. Unmatched will be coming out on Steam mid-September. I believe they said September 15th release. That's going to be huge. And Unmatched is such a great game by Restoration Games. It's just made for computers, made for the one-on-one of Steam and such. So to look out for that one. I'm not sure what sets will be initially available. So they'll probably have a few sets, probably the initial one and maybe one or two others. And they'll probably have DLC content with all the other sets as they get implemented into the into the digital edition. Also, Everdell was released on iOS for $9.99 and on Steam for $19.99 from Direwolf Digital. Everdell is a great, great game. Very, very, again, light to medium family weight game. Worker placement games, very great art into it. You're kind of trying to develop your tableau of a certain amount of kind of animals and things in there. A little bit of take that for with other people, but you're just trying to get resources and build up your tableau. And because you only get to, I believe, 16 different animals in your tableau, and then the game ends, or that's the max you can have over a certain amount of rounds. And whoever has the most victory points wins. But check that one out, Everdell. Really, really cool. Let's head on over, finish up real quick with crowdfunding. So on Kickstarter, let's talk about Fishing Lessons. This is from Jason Tagmeyer and Button Shy Game Studios. This is a solo one from Scott Alms. There's also, you can get in on the kind of a solo collection. You can get almost all the solo games there. I believe it is all the solo games for $65. You can get in on Fishing Lessons. I believe it's only $12. Button Shy does all the 18 card games. Great, great games. You got to get on this one pretty quick, or you might be able to get in post after the campaign, but it's less than a week to go. Well funded there, but check that one out, Fishing Lessons. The next few games I've got are very, very similar. Actually, this next one is not, but the next three after that are almost pretty much kind of the same thing. I went down a rabbit hole. You know me, I love dungeon crawling. But this first one is a deck building game. This is a deck building game that's like 5 or 6 years old, that's putting out a new expansion. But this is kind of goes back to the real, what you know, my heart of deck building, what I really love. I love that kind of Ascension and Thunderstone Quest kind of feel of deck building. This is Draconis Invasion Collected Edition, and it's also got a Wrath and Glory expansion. It's got about 2 weeks ago, well-funded. Definitely check this one out if you like deck building. The art is great. The gameplay is solid. I love deck building, and this just really has that back to the core of just really fun deck building, and the art is amazing. You can get in on this one. Expansions are $20 a piece. You can get a special token for $33 with the Glory expansions. You can get both the Glory and Wrath for $47. You can get Glory plus the base game and Wrath for about $88 US or $57 for just the Glory in the base game. So a good way to get in there is $57 for Glory in the base game is a real good deal to get in on that and get the expansion. But a very, very awesome game. Check that out, Draconis Invasion as well. So the next three I've got here are kind of, you know, I love these kind of very cool dungeon crawl games with, you know, a very randomized dungeon. The first one is Bag of Dungeon 2, The Cursed Forest. It's a standalone fantasy adventure for 1 to 4 players and an epic expansion for Bag of Dungeon. This is got about a week to go. It is well-funded. This is from Gunpowder Studios. You can get in on this one for about $50, a little less than $50, and delivery is included, which I always love to see on there. I mean, I wish more publishers would just say, this includes delivery, so you don't have to do anything after the fact again. But check this one out, kind of as you're kind of pulling up tiles and creating the dungeon in front of you, then you're kind of doing a little bit of a dungeon crawl along the same lines. Again, every now and then I like to put in these games that I think need a little bit of help, because this is really what, to me, these next two are what Kickstarter really started off about and what I think they really should be more about. These are games that are kind of designed but need a little bit of help funding and just really wouldn't exist without this funding of Kickstarter. The first one is called Dungeons of Doria. It's a cooperative roguelike dungeon crawler with a lot of loot. It's 1 to 6 players set in a fantasy world of Doria. This has got about 3 weeks to go. It's got about halfway to its goal, but it looks really cool. Kind of, again, you're kind of setting up these randomized kind of dungeon and you're going throughout the dungeon trying to get loot. And then, you know, in a roguelike fashion, you'll be able to keep some game things on from, you know, adventure to adventure. This one is about $71 US to get in on it. Could use a little bit of help there. The next one I'd also could use, doesn't necessarily need help, but it is kind of a fledgling design. This is Manic Mages. This is Daniel Van Dyke. A very cool little, very simplified kind of putting out your tiles and then creating the dungeon and then going throughout the dungeon. So very, very kind of a lighter, you know, smaller scope of this dungeon crawler. And $33 to get on that advanced copy is not a bad deal at all. This will be out later this year. Again, 2 to 6 players, plays in about an hour for a very cool little dungeon crawl. Very unassuming dungeon crawl, not quite as crazy and sprawled that you would see like in a Fantasy Flight or some of these other ones, but a very cool little unassuming game, a little lighter scope, about a week and a half to go in this one. Is funded, but I'm sure it could use a little bit of help. I only raised around $5,000. So definitely check that one out if it's kind of up your alley and you want to help out a creator. It's only $30 to help out the creators there. Let's head on over. I've got a couple from GameFound, but these are both coming soon. So I'm sure I'll have a little bit more information as they come out and get, you know, kind of do the full release. I believe they're both coming out in the next week or two. The first one is Endeavor Deep Sea. This is kind of a different, I would say, kind of an updating from Burnt Island Games and Grand Gamers Guild. Endeavor was a really cool game set in old colonial, but it's just, it looks like a sprawl. It is kind of sprawling Euro, but the game was just very simple, kind of action selection and just kind of doing your stuff. Not really hard game to learn, but a little bit more difficult to really get into and to get all the nuance of the game. And this is kind of a, you know, kind of a deep sea or a little more sea loving kind of, you know, deep sea shine to it or skin to it. So that's Endeavor Deep Sea. And the other one that will be coming soon that is over there on GameFound, KeyForge Wind of Change. So I did mention it a while back that KeyForge was being re-put out. So this is going to be their kind of way. This is from Ghost Galaxy. Like I said, they had picked it up a while ago and they're going to be putting out a new set. So this is their way to kind of gauge how much interest there is in a new set. And of course, I'm sure it's got to be expensive to kind of develop a lot of the new software to get that going. So they're going to do a game found for that as well. So if you did like the old way KeyForge and you want to help them out and get some new on the next set of them, check out that one. I'll have links to when it does come live. KeyForge Winds of Exchange by Ghost Galaxy. I'll have a link to it so you can check out the page and you can link to it if you want to be, you know, check it out in the future when it does go live. And of course, on BackerKit, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, I know I've mentioned in the past, but I don't think I ever had a link to it, Return of Dark Tower, the second printing. It's got about another week and a half left on BackerKit. This is from Restoration Games. It is well funded, over $1 million. Congratulations to them. But if you didn't get in on the first one, definitely check that one out. I know I did kind of mention in the past, but I did want to mention it again before it does go away. You can get in this one. I believe it's about $100 to $150 to get a lot of the extras on there. But this is one I did back myself and I have played, and I can absolutely vouch for how much fun Dark Tower, Return to Dark Tower is. Works really, really well. The app is amazing. The bits are great. The tower is just so cool. So check that one out as well. Just a very fun game as well. Return to Dark Tower, second edition. So thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And of course, check out my show, The Geek All-Stars Podcast. As always, I'm Dan Dan, a board game man, and I'll see you in another couple weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.